On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
That's right. So here we are. It's 17 minutes to 8 o'clock in the morning in Auckland, in New Zealand, but in Los Angeles, California. What's the time, Fabe fan?
It's quarter to one here in the afternoon.
Oh, mental!
Yeah. This planet, what is going on?
What is happening?
How are you? Been ages.
Yeah, as I was saying, I've missed you. How have you been? Good?
Good. Yeah, no, I've been crazy busy. I mean, obviously last week was Easter, but I've been shooting all about the place, and which is good. Good. It's encouraging when I'm busy, because sometimes I'm not, and so it's nice to be busy.
What have you been busy doing? What do you mean? Tell us all about it.
Well, I was, last time I couldn't do it, I was in New York. I was traveling to New York during the show, and that was for something that relates to a film that is released this week in New Zealand called A Quiet Place. Which is this horror film starring Emily Blunt and John Krasinski. And it's about, sort of like about, it's not sort of, it's actually about a family in this kind of semi-post-apocalyptic situation where these creatures that hunt by sound have kind of destroyed humanity, and this family's trying to exist without making a noise. Kind of this high concept thriller, yeah. So I thought they should have called it You Sneeze, You Die. But it's a very well-crafted film that doesn't hold up to a lot of logical scrutiny, but if you can get on board with the concept...
Most horror films don't, you know, to be honest.
That's true, but there's an internal logic that a lot of horror films subscribe to. But anyway, I don't want to be one of those nitpickers. It's a great film, and John Krasinski directed it, and I spoke to those two for this. I wrote a Herald article about it for yesterday's paper, and I did some TV interviews for it that I think are going to be on the project tonight.
Oh, cool.
So you can check that out. Very nice people, married in real life, but they're kind of like not one of those sort of celebrity couples that's all like, yeah, we're a celebrity couple.
Oh, very nice.
And yeah.
a good film too, by the sound of it. I can tell by the timbre of your voice, it's a good film. Yeah.
Yeah, it is a good film. It's a very effective tension builder. Kind of reminded me a little bit of an M. Night Shyamalan kind of situation, that there's a lot of focus on family dynamics. And the two kids in it, one of the daughter is deaf, and she's like 12 or 13, and she's played by a young deaf actress, which is quite good, and she's quite amazing. And, yeah, it's cool. What's been happening down there?
Well, Joe Guy's just scrawling something on my... Joe Guy's the producer, of course, of The Breakfast Show now, and she's seen this movie, and she's obviously enjoyed it, obviously, by that smile on your face.
It's so good. I reckon, like, next Get Out.
Really?
So good,
really?
Yeah. Well, because it's quite simple when you explain the premise, but then in execution to have this entire film where it's like very limited dialogue and it's just like quiet for the majority of the film, and like, it's incredible in execution.
Yeah, and I thought it was really funny when Mike was like, Joe Guy's scribbling something down, because there's a certain parallel with being a radio producer, and you cannot make it sound, and you have to communicate silently.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you could probably relate to it on a much greater level than most people.
True.
Now, you asked me what's happening down here. I've not like I say, it was a good plump Easter down here. Everyone certainly, the weather was good, so everyone went out and did stuff. As far as movies, I'm right off the ball on movies at the moment. I've been watching a bit of telly. I've been doing a bit of binge watching on the television. Do you want to know what I've been watching on the television?
What have you been watching?
Counterpart, that J.K. Simmons thing. I really enjoyed that, actually.
Oh, that's great, eh?
Yeah,
that's
really good.
To him for that. He's the best.
And then this last night, the devastating documentary Wild Wild Country about the
The Netflix one.
That's crazy. What a story.
A lot over here,
so. Yeah, no, that's so I've been doing a wee bit of that. That's what's been happening with me. Other people have been going to the movies, obviously, but what other movies have we got coming out this week? I'm not up to speed with it, so that's what we're putting me in. Fill me in, guy in LA.
That's the big one. None of the other ones I have seen, and or can remember the names of. So I'm a little bit I'm driving downtown. I'm on the classic midday slow crawl downtown. I'm going to.
That's not too dissimilar to the classic early morning crawl into town that people are experiencing right now. Sympathetic to your problem.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to something that I'm questioning if I should be going or not, but I have a low tier, low threshold.
Scientology.
So I'm going to a screening of a trailer. but it's there's some mitigating factors. One, it's the trailer for a film that was shot in New Zealand, that was called Meg until recently, and now it's called The Meg, which is stupid.
And, which is stupid.
Screening is, yeah, well, it's like the book was called Meg. It's based on a book. Hollywood has long had a war against the definite article by titling films with ridiculous things like Last Action Hero, when it obviously should be The Last Action Hero. But in this case, this The is highly superfluous and has there must have been some other project called Meg or something. I don't know why they're calling it The
Meg. Make sure you stand
anyway,
up at the end of the trailer and say that. Yeah. But it's got to be more to it than that.
I'm going to lodge an official complaint at the screening. But the thing about the screening is it's in 4DX, which is this thing where...
Oh, I've heard about that.
The movie theater, the movie theater spits on you while you're watching something.
It's motion, smell, and texture, and all sorts of carry on, isn't it? The whole shebang.
Yeah, yeah. And there's like little things under the legs under the seat that tickle your legs, I think. But also there's going to be food from legendary Hollywood chef Wolfgang Puck. So
shut up, really?
Never let it be known that I won't drive downtown in the middle of the day to watch 2.5 minutes of something because there's food there.
But it's an all-encompassing 2.5 minutes. You'll be head to toe. They'll make sure that in that 2.5 minutes you get all the thrills and spills of the 4D experience, surely.
Yeah, and I'm going to try and see if there's any Shortland Street actors in the trailer because, as I said, this film was shot in New Zealand, starring Jason Statham. It's about a giant shark, and I couldn't be more on board.
I know someone that went to trying to think what movie they went to see in London. They did the 4D thing, and they said it was actually sensational, like literally sensational.
It's something that was sort of mainly in amusement parks. Like Shrek 4D has been a Universal for a while, but now they're sort of trying to do it in the multiplexes as well a bit. But I always feel like a seat has spat on me at the end of it, you know.
Or just adorned you with its fragrance or sexy mist.
Yeah. I wonder,
the old sexy mist.
I'm going to see if this film smells like New Zealand.
That's what I was going to ask you. That's what I was going to say. Forget whether it smells like Shortland Street actors. See if it smells like New Zealand.
Do you know that I saw a short film the other day that was shot in LA and set in Auckland?
What?
And like they did things like they had a scene where like they were putting money in a parking meter, and they'd specially gotten like New Zealand coins, and it was very bizarre. It's a New Zealand playwright who wrote it. But it's just, I think that's got to be the first thing that's ever been LA or Auckland.
Wow.
And it was kind of convincing.
Like soundstage sort of thing or just...
No, like a lot of location stuff. They sort of found a house that kind of looked a bit like it. The National Jewish Women's Center became an Auckland drug rehab facility. It was pretty convincing. And they got a lot of sound stuff. There's like TUIs in the background and stuff. Quite nutty.
It sounds like you're going to have a good afternoon there, getting all touched up by that movie. And lovely to talk to you again, Fabian.
I'm going to get spat on by a movie theater and then eat some nice pastries by Wolfgang Puck.
You have a lovely day, my friend. Speak to you again this time next week.
Cheers, Mike. Have a good one.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.